David Lake of Lake Flato Architects was out of town when I tried to reach him last week for this story. Then on Monday, he called me back.
Houston Street Bridge was part of the Tri-Party project that was started in 1989 and was completed in 1991.
Tri-Party was a combination of downtown business owners, Via Transit, and the city of San Antonio. They undertook a large-scale redesign of Houston Street and other downtown locales. The Houston Street Bridge itself presented an architectural opportunity.
It just so happens when we were studying the four piers that go into the river to hold up the bridge, just had this thought that wouldn't it be great if the four downriver missions were celebrated at this crossing.
As you'll recall, artist Malou Flato designed four concrete and tile obelisks, each depicting one of those missions, each containing a map of where that mission was, and each topped with a light.
We designed it in the spirit of the tile work that's found on the Riverwalk from the 20s and 30s.
San Antonio has a long history of tile murals along the river. But as far as the Houston Street Bridge itself, all Lake Flato had to do was to make it structurally sound and light it. So why didn't you just stick up four light poles?
Well, we could have stuck up four light poles, but then it would have been a pretty generic experience. It was an opportunity to tell a story that is unique to San Antonio and made your experience of walking up and down the street more meaningful.
We've more on the Houston Street Bridge and other arts and culture stories at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.